one reason why you should pray is because everybody needs somebody they can tell everything to. This is Daniel White III with the Prayer Motivator Minute number 878, here to remind you that there is still great power in prayer to God Almighty, in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer motivator verse from the Word of God today is Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, which says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Our prayer motivator quote for today is from Amy Carmichael. She said, "Oh, will you pray? Stop now and pray, lest desire turn to feeling and feeling evaporate." Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you that you are there to hear our prayers. For indeed we need you so that we can tell everything to you. And Lord, help us to not just pray based upon our feelings, but to pray based upon faith derived from your holy word, and to pray faithfully, consistently, to pray without ceasing, based upon your holy word that says you gave a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," that's Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. For Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you want to be saved today, believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray this simple prayer with me. Repeat it after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge and I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight by breaking your commandments, your Ten Commandments. For I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents before. I have taken your holy name in vain before, and many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, that Jesus Christ, your Holy Son, suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again, that he took my place as the sacrificial Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, including mine. Lord Jesus, please save my soul. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart as I receive your free gift of salvation and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life, to turn from my old life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.